They say a family that plays together stays together. The same is true for a hockey team. The harder they work together, the more they win together.
I don't want to say winning helps, but it does. We're more successful along the years, and just that comes from chemistry for sure. When the team is bonding, when everyone relies on each other, we go out there and play as a team and play for each other. So that made a big difference in the locker room, on the ice, and it's come a long way. So
Bemidji State's women's hockey team plays for each other, and it certainly showed this past weekend when they battled their first-ranked opponent of the season, the University of North Dakota. After a 0-0 overtime tie Friday, there was no way the Beavs were going to let Saturday's game get that far. They were determined to win. Down 1-0 with less than 2 minutes to play, BSU would find the equalizer.
Now Hutch to the corner, finds Tugas. Miller winds up and fires it up! Bemidji State ties it up! 1:56 left to play! What a great idea there by Lauren Miller. We are gonna come together. We're gonna come together now. We are gonna run together. We're gonna turn it upside down. We'd head into overtime, and with 7.3 seconds left on the clock, puck luck would be on Bemidji State's side.
Now Moore will tap it back to Tugas, to the blue line for Joyce. Joyce winds up and fires! What a play! Alexis Joyce sent that one off of one of the North Dakota defensemen.
We just throw one at the net for 8 seconds. Actually, she wasn't even shooting at the net. She was trying to pass to Steph. Hits a skate and goes in. I mean, that's called puck luck right there. I give our team a lot of credit because they didn't get down. There was belief the whole game, I guess. That's the best way to put it. They just kept saying somebody's going to make a play, and they just kept going out shift after shift and playing hard and just doing a lot of little things that, maybe some fans don't realize it just go a long way towards giving ourselves a chance, and we did a lot of that stuff. And boy, it was a big win for us to get that close to being shut out again and then come out of there with 3 points. That was huge.
Tonight, the Beavers are in Madison to take on the Mighty Badgers, a team that's only allowed 2 goals in their first 6 games. BSU knows what they need to do.
We just got to stick to our systems, not worry about what they're playing, not worry about who they have in the lineup and who's in net. We just have to worry about us because we're a great squad and we have just as good as players on our team. And we just have to worry about putting our pucks in the net and keeping theirs out.
Up next, Beavers versus Badgers on the Beaver Radio Network.